One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
My name's Ian Chambers. I love wrestling and I love my girlfriend, but my girlfriend doesn't love wrestling. But this podcast is making moves. It's changing things week by week.
No, you just had one good week.
On the Secret Recordings Network, welcome to I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling. I barely spend any time with her since Love Island came back on the telly.
There's only on for an hour.
It's Bevy! Bobby!
No.
Hall!
No, don't use that word.
That's what they're all saying this year. Bevy, no. Bev,
no.
Bevity, Bev.
No. One girl is saying it, it's not catching on.
But God, I hate Love Island.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do hate it.
No, you don't.
I hate it, but when it's on, you can't take your eyes off. It's one of those programs.
Oh, yeah. It's very cringy and horrible to watch, but it's like a horror film that's like horrible, but you can't look away from it.
Yeah,
they're
it makes
all really
you
annoying and just weird, but it's great.
All right, I'm going to press play on the wrestling because wrestling's better than Love Island. We all know that. Last week was awesome, wasn't it?
Last week was quite good. It was quite funny.
Linda McMahon was in a comatose state. And
No. We've established that isn't a word. Please do not use that word.
I think, comatosed should be a word.
You can be comatosed. You can't be comatized.
Linda McMahon was in a coma, and when she came out of that coma, stood up and kicked her husband right in the cojones.
So good.
Bobby popped. That's what we say in the wrestling business. You popped.
What does it mean?
It means you go, woo! Yeah!
Well, I didn't make that noise, but
anyway,
I enjoy it.
It was sort of a reaction I've been longing for weeks, and the whole experience made me realise that you need drama when it comes to wrestling. You like a bit of soap opera. You like a bit of Coronation Street.
Yeah, I need a bit of I need a story.
Which brings me to this.
Mm.
The fate of a child will be decided in the match I'm about to show you.
When you say the fate, what, like his life?
It's the late, great Eddie Guerrero versus Rey Mysterio. Now, Rey Mysterio is the guy wearing the mask.
Right.
Eddie Guerrero is the Latino man who's in incredible shape.
Right.
And leading up to this match, the two were involved in an incredibly intense feud that featured Rey's son. You see him there? Dominic.
Yeah.
Cute lad, isn't he?
Yeah.
8 years old.
That's Rey.
Yeah,
that's Rey's son.
That's Rey's son, Dominic. He's eight.
Yeah.
And he was featured on TV regularly going into this match.
Yeah. Doing what?
Eddie told Rey, because Eddie's the bad guy here, he said, Rey, I've got a dark, dark secret, SA, and I need to tell you about it. The secret was that he is actually the biological father of Dominic.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
is that the mum?
No, that's just a social worker sitting with a kid.
What?
So, no, it's all right, let me explain. So Rey's wife at some point had an affair with Eddie Guerrero, and it's all coming out now. Eddie, like I said, is the bad guy, and he wants custody of his biological son, Dominic. Rey obviously wants to keep his beloved son. So how do you settle this problem in the wrestling world? It's SummerSlam 2005. It's Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero in a ladder match. Hanging above that ladder
is
a briefcase. And inside that briefcase are the custody papers.
What?
For the eight-year-old boy.
He's so far-fetched.
First man to grab the papers keeps the kid.
That is horrible.
That's wrestling, baby.
Very unethical.
You want drama, though? I'm giving you everything. Plus the kitchen sink.
Who does he want to go with?
He wants to go with Rey.
His dad, that one there. He's like his
storyline.
Who brought him up?
So in the storyline,
that's
his biological dad, and he's never spent any time with him. Rey Mysterio is his real dad in real life, and he's raised him. But anyway, let's forget about real life and fake life. This is storyline stuff. It's actually Rey's son, that kid.
In real life.
Yeah.
But in the story, it's not his real kid.
But in the storyline, just like in Coronation Street when you write a script.
He found out that it's not his real kid.
But also...
Which one's Rey? I'm so confused.
Rey Mysterio is the guy in the mask.
Okay, why do you always have to full name them?
That's wrestling. All right, Rey. Okay. Rey and Eddie.
Rey and Eddie. Eddie brought up the kid.
No, Rey brought up the kid.
Rey in the mask.
Yeah.
Rey brought up the kid.
And so Eddie.
And then, no, let me say it because you're confusing it.
Let me just sum it up for you because you're wrong. So let me just tell you real quick.
No, you've tried to sum it up and you've made it complicated. I'm going to say it and you just have to tell me if it's true. Rey, who's in the blue.
Yeah.
Raised this kid.
Yeah, in real life. Yeah. And
no, I'm not talking about real life.
All right, wrestling.
Why are you bringing real life into it?
All right, in wrestling. Yeah, go on.
Just let me finish. You're so annoying. Rey in the blue.
Yeah.
In wrestling, raise this kid that's on the side.
Dominic, yeah, 8 years old.
Fine. But then Eddie has basically said, I'm the biological dad, I slept with your missus or whoever.
Correct.
And I am the dad.
We're rocking and rolling.
So Eddie's the bad guy, is he?
Yeah. Oh. He's just a nasty guy.
Eddie?
Yeah.
Eddie looks like the good guy.
No, he doesn't. Wait till the match unfolds, Eddie.
What's that?
That's what Eddie always used to say. Can I just say, rest in peace, Eddie Guerrero.
Is he dead?
Yeah. Absolute legend. Love Eddie Guerrero.
But in real life, Eddie is the biological dad.
No. In real life, Eddie's just a wrestler, and this is a storyline. But Rey Mysterio, in real life, is actually... That is Dominic, his son, in real life.
Right.
Who's been brought onto TV.
But all you needed to say was... In real life, he is actually the biological dad.
We're getting... Right, the point is, men are fighting for custody of the kid.
Yeah, fine. And the papers are in there. Does the child know that this isn't real? Because that's my concern.
Yes, the child knows this isn't real.
He looks very convinced. He looks very convincing.
He's as good as Kevin McAllister in his prime in this.
He's so good. Are you sure they didn't tell him that actually...
You're not going to lose, are you? Because your dad's either going to be Rey Mysterio or Eddie Guerrero. You're winning.
But he looks quite concerned, is what I'm saying.
Yes, because Vince McMahon has said, God damn it, kid, when you get out there, you react as if your life depends on it.
Mm.
Vince will give him that big pep talk, you know?
Okay.
But, incredible storyline aside, this is also a fantastic display of wrestling that you're about to see.
Mm-hmm.
Also, who do you think is going to win the papers? Who's going on with the kid?
Well, I would imagine Rey... I mean, I would be very confused if that other guy was, like, won the child. I mean, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
Oh, come on, look at that. Rey Mysterio is, like, half the size of all the other wrestlers on the roster.
I hate the way you say Rey Mysterio.
Why?
It makes me feel strange.
Why?
I just...
You're in a right bad mood.
No, I'm not. It's just strange the way you say it.
Rey Mysterio is shorter than a lot of wrestlers. He went on to be a WWE champion. He is
How
small.
How tall is he?
It's like 5 foot something, but like low 5 foot.
Like
Alexa,
than me.
How tall is Rey Mysterio?
Rey Mysterio is 5 feet 2 inches.
5 feet
two. It's the same height as me.
Bobby Hall is the same height as Rey Mysterio.
Well, I'm actually a bit smaller. Did she say 5'2.5"? I'm 5'2", in case anyone's wondering.
So imagine being your size and going on to be a WWE champion.
He didn't look that small. You know, great things, small packages and all that.
Speaking of packages.
Hang on a minute, he's got it already.
Eddie's got the briefcase. Eddie's got the custody briefcase.
Got the briefcase. Oh no, he's kicked him in the ginganghoulies. Where's the kid?
Oh! Talk us through it, Essie.
I'm just concerned about how upset the child looks. And the social worker, she's not doing a great job, is she? She's
what do you want
there.
Her to do?
Well, she shouldn't allow someone to be fighting, you know, literally wrestling over some custody papers. They need to think about replacing her.
What a lucky kid.
They don't look like they're putting up a great fight, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, they are. Both of these guys are putting their everything into this because they both want the 8-year-old.
Did Eddie know, like, how long has Eddie known this for?
Well...
Why is he only just... You know, making this a big thing now. So, you know, how old's this kid? 8? You're 8 years too late, pal.
Yeah, but also...
Jeremy Kyle would have a few stern words for him. That's all I'm saying.
Not now he won't.
Well. Oh, he looks so sad.
It's because his dad's getting beat up. He's acting.
Why did he not do anything after this? Because he does look like he could have been a real star.
He's actually in it at the minute as a grown man.
Is he?
Yeah, he's with Rey Mysterio as well.
Oh, with Rey Mysterio. All right, you've just given it away. He obviously goes with Rey then, doesn't he?
Well, not necessarily.
He looks like Mark Wahlberg.
Eddie Guerrero does not look like Mark Wahlberg.
He does.
He doesn't. He looks nothing like Mark Wahlberg.
He does.
He doesn't.
I think it's a spitting image of him.
Eddie Guerrero's Latino.
Come on, just grab the thing. I feel like none of them really want the kid.
Well, why would you have a ladder match if you didn't want the kid?
To sort of look like you care. They could just take him. He's right there.
I hope I never have to fight a man for our kid.
Why would you ever have to do that?
Well, we want a kid, don't we? Like, we know deep down, one of us is more hungry for a kid than the other one. Probably yeah. You.
Guess it. Are you joking?
Yeah, you're always going, Ian, let's have a baby. Come on, let's have a baby. Imagine, look at this. You show
we
me...
We all know for a fact that Ian is lying right now.
No, because you always show me like pictures of people we've never met on Instagram holding babies going, I think... that could be you.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
You're such a liar.
You do.
I'm not even going to entertain this because you know that this is not true. You're desperate for a baby.
No, you want a baby.
I am not going to have one just yet. Thank you very much. But what were you saying? You hope you would never have to...
Well, I just hope that down the line, you know, some geezer don't come up to me and go, that's my kid, by the way.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would be quite unfortunate, but I'm sure you won't have to worry about that.
If that did happen, I'd just be like, you can have him.
Keep making me watch wrestling and never know.
Tell you what, I'm not looking forward to next week.
Why? Oh, because I'm not here.
I'm on my own next week. Bobby's going to work in London for a week.
What are you going to do? What are you going to eat?
No, but being serious, right?
No, what are you going to eat?
I'll just have meal deals.
Oh.
The only
thing... He will as well. He's not even saying that.
No, but you think...
Is he going to get
it? He's going to get it. He's going to get the briefcase. Oh, look, who's
in the room? Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. What's the kid's name?
Dominic.
That's the most pathetic
shaking.
He's eight. It's the most pathetic shaking of a ladder I've ever seen.
He don't want Eddie.
He's not even moving it.
He don't want Eddie to have him.
Oh, no.
So he's coming
really
to stop
sad.
Eddie. Look
that's
at him.
That's so sad. He's such a good actor. Oh, my God. What's he doing to the kid?
What's Eddie doing?
Oh.
Listen to Eddie.
Just get him.
He says, why are you shaking the ladder like that? Don't you know I could have fallen?
What's going on?
Don't you love me?
I don't like the way he's talking to that kid. Again, where is the social worker at
Bobby,
this point?
He's going to hit him!
Oh, my God.
Rey Mysterio came and saved his son from Eddie.
Okay, there's an eight-year-old child in the ring about to get punched in the face by a grown wrestler. Sack this social worker. Where has she gone? In a little beige cardigan. She needs disciplinary action right now.
Anyway, what I'm saying is that when you're aware, meal deals, the thing is, you deprive me of meal deals because there is nothing I enjoy more than the variety of flavours you get from like a cold, nice, chunky sarnie, crisps and a cold drink.
And what annoys me, probably more than anything else about you, your obsession with cold food.
Yeah, cold food's better than hot food.
Nauseous. I'll make the nicest. I can make you foods that you're only really supposed to eat hot. Curries, chilies, just.
Yeah, you're a good cook.
Meat-based meals are supposed to be eaten warm, and you'll eat them cold the next day, probably for breakfast. It makes me not feel very nice.
I can't think of one type of food that, other than Sunday dinners, that's not better cold, and I mean that.
You would still eat a Sunday dinner cold. You'd put it in a sandwich.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, it's better in a sandwich.
Gross.
All right, let's pause this. Oh, tonic water for you.
Just the tonic, there's no gin.
It's time to play Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick. Dig it!
Ooh, yeah!
Uh-huh! Ooh, dig it, dig it, dig it.
Okay, this is Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick. Do you like this game, by the way? Because I really like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not my favourite game in the world.
This is the greatest game in podcast history. I'm going to give you the name of a wrestling character, and you have to tell me whether or not you believe that character ever really existed. And just to clarify, a gimmick generally refers to a wrestler's in-ring persona, character, behaviour, attire, and or distinguishing traits they may have.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dr. Isaac Yankum, abbreviated to Dr. I. Yankum, was an evil dentist who debuted in WWF in 1995. Everyone's worst nightmare is a bad dentist, and I, Yankum, was the absolute worst. He dressed as a dentist, came out to the sound of a dentist drill as his theme music, and to make it 10 times worse, his teeth were just a terrible mashup of yellow gnashes, and he would get nothing but joy from inflicting pain on his opponents. Dr. Isaac Yankum, aka I Yankum. Real gimmick or fake gimmick?
Fake gimmick.
Why are you saying that?
Because it's a good one.
You think it's one of my specialities?
Yeah.
Are you ready for this then? Dr. Isaac Yankem was in fact a real gimmick.
He sounded quite good.
Yeah.
Can I see a picture of him?
Yeah, one sec.
He doesn't, to me, he certainly doesn't look like a medical professional. It's more like a pirate.
Yeah. Do you know
why? Why is he wearing an eye patch?
It's a little magnifying glass on his eye.
Is that what, do dentists use that?
I don't know. When was the last time you went to the dentist?
I'm going next week, actually. Thank you very much.
Isaac Yankem is another one of those.
Where is he now?
Ha! Yeah. Great question. Ever heard of the wrestler Kane?
No. What do you think?
That gimmick lasted about 2 weeks, and then he went on to be the Big Red Machine Kane. Had a really long Hall of Fame worthy career. Dr. Isaac Yankem. Real gimmick.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we're back right into the action. And remember what is on the line here. It's the entire future of a child.
Yeah, but I don't get it. Why does Eddie want him?
Because I think he's more doing it just to annoy Ray. Oh, my God. Oh, my... Oh! Ah!
Where's the kid?
Sitting waiting to see who he's going home with.
Sorry, this ain't as interesting as Linda.
Do you know what's really annoyed me and upset me about this?
What?
Do you know when Linda got out of a chair?
Yeah.
And it was one of the greatest moments ever in your life.
It was.
So when Dominic came in the ring and started shaking the ladder with Eddie on, I thought that was going to get the exact same reaction.
Oh, sorry.
An 8-year-old boy comes into a wrestling ring and he's shaking a ladder with a grown man on it.
I just wasn't convinced at his efforts. There's too many holes in the plot.
Do you know Eddie's hair? Where it's got the blonde...
Awful hair. Absolutely awful.
Blonde tips dyed
in. You had something like that once, didn't you?
I remember when... it was all the rage. It was like, you know, I just followed everything that Beckham was doing when I was younger, as we spoke about with the Alice Band.
Or as you mentioned to me the other day, and I was truly horrified at this, Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Did you or did you not take a photo with Owen Wilson into the hairdressers?
Yeah, what's
of
wrong with
all,
that?
Of all the people, of all the actors to want to look like, I love Owen Wilson, but to
why,
it's
hold
not...
on. You put a photo on Instagram, @MadeMyGF.
Yeah.
Go follow us, by the way. We're on Twitter, Facebook. And
Instagram.
Yeah, I said you put it on Instagram.
Oh.
That picture of me with the Alice Band, long hair, David Beckham gimmick that I was doing.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready to transition to completely short hair after that spell.
Right.
So I was looking for somebody who had that like midway in between, like that swept across look. Owen Wilson was a god at that point.
Owen Wilson has never been a god.
And do you know what's better as well?
He's got the papers.
Oh, Eddie's got the papers. Oh!
Oh, now he's swinging from the rope.
It's never easy, is it? It's never simple. It's never straightforward in wrestling.
Just drag it out. Like,
no, they don't. It's been a great match. It's been a 5-star match. But yeah, Owen Wilson.
Ooh, that was quite a fall.
But do you know what was good about this? Like, this was back in the day before everyone were addicted to, like, phones and stuff.
Mm.
I had to print off a picture of Owen Wilson, put it in my back pocket, take it to school with me all day.
Yeah, that's really embarrassing.
And go into the thingy and unfold it and go, this is what I want. The Owen Wilson look. Okay. Hey, you were crying at Marley and Me the other night.
I was crying at Marley and Me. Bloody hell. Ian was crying. And
whoa!
Don't get me wrong. It's a sad film. I don't expect you to not cry. He's crying at the end of Marley and Me. Fine. He's a bit upset. He then has to go and get ready for work. He's in the next room for like 15 minutes. I walk in just to the bedroom to get something. He's still crying.
Shut up.
Like, a lot.
Yeah, because I relate it to real life.
Yeah, but you cried a lot at that film, more than I thought you might.
Yeah, because I was thinking about my pet Labrador.
Your pet rabbit?
No, my pet Labrador, Ruby.
It's a sad film. Kid's not even arsed now, is he? He's just thinking, come on, let's just go.
The kid is arsed.
Are the tattoos real in wrestling?
Of course tattoos are real.
Who's this?
This is Eddie Guerrero's wife. That's his wife. Eddie's wife is in the ring.
So not the kid's mum?
No.
What's she doing?
She's obviously saying, why are you doing this? You don't need to do this. You've gone too far.
She's going to knock him off.
He's got the papers. He's going home with Dominic.
Is this because she doesn't want the kid or...
Well, maybe she just don't want any more like more mouths to feed.
Yeah, she's had enough.
Now she don't know what she's done. Dominic looks so good at acting.
Dominic is so good. Why wasn't he in Home Alone? Why wasn't he the kid in Home Alone 4?
Ray's climbing the ladder.
Go on, Ray. Call it a day, mate.
Yes, Eddie's wife's pulled him away.
Where is the kid's mum, though? Where is she in all of this? She's the one that had the affair.
Yes!
It's got it. It's got the papers.
Oh. Yes! Yes!
It's quite emotional, isn't it?
Oh, God, look at Dominic running in.
No, that's really cute. Oh, he's so good. Such a good... Vince better giving him a big paycheck after this.
Dad, thank you. You saved me.
That is so cute.
So look at this. That's Ray's.
Oh, here she comes now. Why is she coming out now at the end of the fight?
Because why would you get involved? It's all popping off in there.
It's your kid. How ridiculous that Thingy's wife came in and knocked the bloody ladder over and she didn't.
Well, maybe she just wanted to see, you know, who got him.
No, she... Oh, there's no good hugging them. Oh, happy family now.
Oh, happy family with the brief.
I don't like her.
They've got the papers.
No, she should have, like...
Eddie is fuming.
She should have got involved before. She actually, what she shouldn't have done is she shouldn't have cheated. It's surprising how old Ray's all right with her as well.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the holes in the storyline, really, because I'd be a bit like, hold on a minute.
You cheated on me. And
you had sex with Eddie Guerrero.
And you kept from me that my child wasn't biologically mine for 8 years, and he's just all right.
Should have been air in the ladder match.
Absolutely. Go on.
Oh, yes. Ray's just hit him over the end with a briefcase.
That was good.
Oh, do you know what? I think this won you back over in the end.
It wasn't as...
Yeah, but I'm onto the right sort of wave here, aren't I?
Yeah,
it's the drama you like.
I like a bit of scandal.
Do you know what's great? There's loads of this in the WWE.
Is there? Are we playing another game?
No.
What?
What game do you want to play?
Celebrity Superstar, Hold School. We only played that once.
Do you want to play a game?
Oh, yeah. Oh, are we going to...
Fine, whatever. Let's play Celebrity Superstars, Brother... Okay, this is Celebrity Superstars, an impromptu game of Celebrity Superstars that I've not planned, where I name a group of celebrities and you need to tell me which one would make the best WWE superstar and why.
Yep.
All right then, which member of the current Love Island show would make the best wrestler and why?
What a ridiculous, ridiculous...
Make this snappy because we're at the end
of
the show
Fury.
Now. Who's Tommy Fury?
The boxer.
Oh, the one who's in it at the minute.
So obviously he's going to be the best.
Tyson Fury's brother.
Yeah.
Do you fancy
best.
Him?
No, I'm not.
Come on.
No, but he's the best looking out of them all. He's very good looking.
What would his name be?
Well, I mean, when your surname is Fury, just like the Fury.
That's good.
It's a good name for a boxer, isn't it?
Good name for a wrestler.
Yeah, the Fury.
The Fury. Ring the bell. Well played. That was impromptu, wasn't it?
Ring the bell.
Ring the bell. We're done.
Ding, 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 ding.
If you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could rate and review us. Just click 5 stars. That really does help us out.
Only 5.
Yeah.
We don't want anything.
You always say that every time, as if you're the boss. You're not Vince McMahon. Chill out.
But just don't leave one.
Yeah, don't leave one. But then when you leave your review, don't just leave a bog standard review saying, Bob is annoying, but I like the show.
Actually, I get more compliments than you. In fact, I still remember the day I read that lovely review that said I was the real star of the show.
Yeah, I remember that one. Anyway, leave us your first name and your profession and we'll give you your very own wrestler name. And don't forget, you can follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at MadeMyGF. I'm going to be uploading some videos because for the first time ever, I've filmed this podcast. So you'll be able to see Bobby's actual reactions.
Can I just point out as well, I've been at work,
look great.
I'm in my sloppy jumper and Ian's
You're
big
socks.
You're
in my jumper and my socks.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, there you go. Bobby still doesn't love wrestling and that is why we will be back next week. Thank you for listening, by the way. With another episode of...
I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.